Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Dr. Albie, who's tonight on Inside Only, and just a quick heads up. I'm extremely sorry that I could not be able to do show Monday through Thursday, but I'm here back Friday after my recent baseball expedition, and Will McElhenney is on a mission trip. So neither of us could have done the show Monday through Thursday, so I guess fans, if you were hoping to tune in, bad luck for you, but if you're tuning in today, I thank you very much for your patience, and we're back on the air. And so we'll get into our opening. Baseball is a tough sport to predict on a day in and day out basis. It becomes exponentially more difficult to predict looking years into the future. But that's exactly what we're going to do here. The following is the second installment in a series we've dubbed Inside MLB's 20 for 20. In this series, we'll attempt to project the top 20 players at each position 5 years down the road in 2020. And remember, you do if you're part of the show, you call on 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. So far, we've got catchers. So now we'll move on to third baseman. Players will once again be graded according to a 100-point scale offense. Now, third base is a bit more of an offensive-centric position than the middle infield spot. So the offensive points will be bumped up from 55 to 60 for the snaps. Contact rate, batting average, approach, on-base skills, and overall power were all taken into account. Defense speed, 35 points. Middle infielders were awarded 40 points for defense, and first baseman were given 30. So we'll go right in the middle with the third baseman. Speed on the bases was also factored heavily into this section. The final one is upside factor, which is worth 5 points. On a scale from 1 to 5, players were given a bonus based on their upside moving forward. A 3-point bonus indicated that a player is expected to be at essentially the same level 5 years from now, while more or less than the indicated expected progression or regression. And our hybrid chart, on more than one occasion, players graded out with the same overall point total. In that case, the first tiebreaker was 2 times the highest upside factor. If that still didn't solve things, the second tiebreaker was overall offensive score. All bases, statistics, and WAR numbers come courtesy of baseballreference.com. All advanced stats are pulled from Fangraphs. Stats are current through July 16th. Hopefully that paints a clear picture of how players are graded and where the information comes from. So with that out of the way, Rex, no better way, I guess, than the chart. With number 20 guy, and that is, let's have a quick drum roll, please. Get that out of the way, too. Still pulling up my notes. Oh, yeah, before we start, we're going to go into, as you remember, with catchers, we did our honorable mentions, and guys that are just a bit too old, 5 years from now, I mean, you got to pick them up so they won't further, you know, embarrass themselves. But let's get into our honorable mentions and guys that, you know, just the older veterans right now. You remember catchers like Yadier Molina, he's always one of the best catchers right now, but, you know, 5 years down the road, he may not be there, so that's why we do this. And I personally think it's a smart thing to do, because if we do add them, those skills, but like the prospects that should be in here and inside out is 20 for 20. And then we obviously have the guys that are just outside our 20, so we have like 21, 22, 26, 24, 27. But they don't, they sort of get graded, but not in a big way. So let's, I guess, get into that part of that's what we're talking about now for past 5 minutes. Okay, so our next guy, guys, is Nick Castellanos of the Detroit, Hunter Dozier, Kansas City, Kyle Kabutsa, Los Angeles Angels, Prado Nunez, Oakland, Rio Ruiz, Atlanta, and the guys that we excluded due to age and expected regression, Adrian Beltre, Texas, David Freese, Los Angeles Angels, Josh Harrison, Pittsburgh, of Longoria, Tampa Bay, Trevor Plouffe, Minnesota, Martin Prado, Miami, Pablo Sandoval, Boston, Justin Turner, Los Angeles Dodgers, and David Bright, New York Mets. That's kid 229. And he is Matt Duffy of the San Francisco Giants. And his 2020, his age will be 29 years old. He's currently 24. His offense that look, I give him 36 out of 60. With Casey McGee's popping as a replacement for Pablo Sandoval, the San Francisco Giants turned to Matt Duffy at the Hawthorne this season and proved to be one of the biggest surprises of the first half. Viewed by some of the utility infield types, Duffy is at 293 average, 335 on base percentage, 462 OPS, with 13 doubles, 8 home runs, and 41 RBIs in 260 at bats for a 2.6 WAR. The number have prototypical corner infield power, but his peripheral numbers have been powering up the for this year to think his first half production is relatively sustainable. 2020 defense speed outlook in the 27 and 35. Duffy came through the Giants' system as a shortstop, but his lack of range makes him better suited to play the hot corner. He's graded out well there so far, posting 11.8 ultimate zone rating per 150 defensive games, which we like to shorten down to UZR 150. And 4 defensive runs saved, which we like shown by the DRS this season. He had 20 stolen bases during the final season in the minors. But he was probably top out as a 10th steal guy in the majors with solid instincts on the bases. And his 2020 upside factor is a 3 out of 5. The 24-year-old Duffy could still stand tax and muscle onto a 6'2" 170-pound frame, which could lead to more power. As is, he's a solid all-around producer capable of being a steady everyday option. And his total overall projection for 2020 is 66 out of 100. The emergence of Duffy has gone a long way in helping the Giants fans forget about the aforementioned single. The starting third base job looks to be all his moving forward. And now let's move to the number 19 guy on our list, which is Eric Aguilo of the New York Yankees on up with Steve. Number 19, Eric Aguilo, the New York Yankees. And so he's currently 23 years old. He'll be 28 in 2020. His 2020 offensive outlook is 39 at 60. One of the top college bats in the 2013 draft, Eric Aguilo was taken with the number 26 overall pick after a standout career at Notre Dame. Is not quite viewed in the same light as fellow Yankees prospects Aaron Judge and Greg Bird, but he has some solid offensive potential in his own right. He boasts an 811 OPS with 14 doubles and 18 home runs, spending most of last season at a high A level. He's continuing to flash good power with an 842 OPS and AA this season. He has a good amount of swing and miss in his game with a 24.1% career strikeout rate, but he also has some decent on-base skills and his power should play at the highest level. His 2020 defensive speed outlook is 23-35. Aguilo has some work to do on the defensive side of things, but he'll get every chance to take his position through the lack of other options in the Yankee system. With well below average speed and just average arm strength, Aguilo still has to prove he can stay at the hot corner. Some scouts think he's better suited for first base. He's already Yankees' most advanced third base prospect and won't move anytime soon, wrote MLB.com's Prospect Watch. His 2020 upside factor is a 4 out of 5. Aguilo just reached a double A level for the first time at the age of 23, so he'll need to continue to hit to stay on track as a legitimate top prospect. His offensive profile offers enough upside to warrant a 4 out of 5 here. His total overall projection is 66-700. The Yankees signed Chase Sale to a 4-year, $52 million pass offseason that runs through the 2018 season. But Aguilo could be challenging for a spot in some capacity at the big level by 2017. And breaking news earlier, fans, the D-backs just agreed in terms of short from Dan City's Watson, number one overall pick in the draft. And it's huge for the D-backs. Dan City's Watson obviously is going to play a big part in their near future. That's why they drafted him. And then Vanderbilt's number one overall. And now it's time to move into our number 18 guy. And that is Jake Lamb of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So let's get right into that. Jake Lamb's current age. And this is our fans. Yes, so Jake Lamb, again, of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's number 18 on our list. And he's currently 24, not moving 29 in 2020. His offensive outlook for them is a 36 out of 60. Jason was a 321 average, 408 on base percentage, 552 OPS, hitter in 247 career minor league games. And he's booked the part of an everyday third baseman so far since making the jump to the majors. He's currently hitting 280 average, 348 on base percentage, 408 OPS, with 10 extra base hits and 17 RBIs and 125 at bats. As a foot injury cost him significant time, but he's back healthy now. Lamb topped out at 15 home runs from the minors, as probably is still in the big league. A good walk rate, 12%, and consistent contact skills should allow him to post triple slash, which are solid numbers on a yearly basis. The 2020 defensive speed outlook is a 27 out of 35. Lamb was always graded out as a plus defender across the board, dating back to his time at the University of Washington. The surfer Frank has been on full display this season, as his 15.9 UZR 150 ranks third among all third basemen with at least 100 innings played in the position. The 2020 upside factor is a 4 out of 5. Lamb has been much better than expected offensively since being taken in the sixth round of the 2012 draft. And at this point, the 24-year-old still has some upside as he settles in as an everyday big leaguer. His total overall projection for 2020 is a 67 and 100. The time that I've used Monty Tomas looked detrimental to Lamb when it was announced the Cuban would be tried at third base. But Thomas didn't have the call to stick there. Lamb again looks like the Arizona Diamondback long term answer at the hot corner. And that was mostly the number 17 guy. That's Colin Moore of the Houston Astros. And Colin is currently in age of 22. On the 2020 offensive outlook, I had him at a 38 and a 50. Number 6 pick in the 2013 draft. Colin Moran is a terrific pure hitter with an advanced approach, but he's still developing all around the offensive game. Originally drafted by the Miami Marlins, Moran was drafted to the Houston Astros at the deadline last year and part of the Jared Kozar deal. The Astros immediately jumped him up to Double-A, and he remains on the fast track to the majors. Moran has a 293 average, 346 on each percentage, 404 OPS, for his time in the minors at this point, and he has the tools to be a 300 hitter at the highest level. However, he's managed just 12 home runs and 900 plate appearances, despite a 6'4" inch and 250-pound frame, which should eventually produce some solid power. His 2020 defensive speed outlook, I've had a 24-35. Warren is not the most gifted player athletically, but he's a steady hitter with soft hands and a strong throwing arm. He should have no trouble sticking out during this long term. His uncle, B.J. Sirhoff, and brother Brian Warren, both have daily experience. So his overall baseball IQ and feel for the game grayed out as a plus as well. This 2020 upside factor is a perfect 5 out of 5. Probably the determining factor whether Moran turns into an average big leader or legitimate star. By 22 years old, he still has plenty of time to put it all together. Final 2020 overall projection rate is a 67 out of 100. Luis Valbuena is currently holding down the third base position for the Astros, but he's nothing more than a stopgap until Moran is ready to make the jump to the majors. That could come as soon as next season, depending on his continued progression. Let's move to the number 16 guy, who's Richie Schaefer of the Tampa Bay Rays. And Richie is currently age 24. He's been the 29 of 2020. And on his offensive outlook for 2020, I've had a 41 out of 60. I had a productive college bat during the Atlanta Conference. Richie Schaefer has turned his raw power into legitimate on-field production. This is being taken number 25 overall in the 2012 draft. He's in the middle of a huge season in the high minors, hitting 272 average, 363 on base percentage, 558 OPS, with 16 doubles and 21 home runs, and 283 at bats to earn a spot in the futures game. There's a fair amount of swing and miss this game with a 23.6% strikeout rate for his career, but he has the potential to be the power hitter the Tampa Bay Rays have been seeking to put Evan Longoria in the middle of the line. His 2020 defensive speed outlook, I've read 24 to 35. Schaefer has seen the bulk of his line at third base, and that's where he played in college. The tools are there for him to take out the position, and strong throwing arm is his biggest check in the field. A move to first base or a corner outfield spot could eventually come, and he could develop the versatility the Rays have valued as much as any team in baseball over the years. His 2020 upside factor is a 4 out of 5. 24-year-old Schaefer is on the cusp of reaching the big leagues. He still has some work to do as far as the approach out of the plate is concerned, but we may be seeing the ceiling of his offensive potential here this season. And his 2020 overall production projection, 69 out of 100. With Casey Glassby and Schaefer both knocking on the big league door, Evan Longoria signs through the 2022 season. Rich lost some decisions to make about their corner infield spots. For the time being, we're still considering Schaefer a future third baseman. Our offense is a good break. When I come back, it'll be time for 15 through 1. Please stay tuned in. We do not want to miss it. Projection is a 69 out of 100. aside from the presence of a 25-year-old Brett Lowry at the major league level, Chapman will also have to battle Philatop prospect Fernando Nunez for the long-term third base job. That being said, Chapman is a significantly better defender than Nunez and looks at the edge at this point. Now we're moving to our number 14 guy, as Matt Carpenter of the Saints, Louis Cardinals. He's currently age 29, will be age 34 come 2020. And his defensive offense that look is 44 to 50, all over 2020. Something of a late bloomer. Matt Carpenter did not become an everyday player until his age 27 season. He exploded once he was given a chance, putting the NL in hits with 199, doubles 55, and runs scored 126 to finish fourth in NL MVP voting during the 2013 season. He has not quite matched that level of production in the past two seasons, but he remains one of the best on-base bats in the league. He is a clutch hitter and a terrific table setter, and those skills should still be present 5 years down the road. His 2020 defensive speed outlook is a 25 to 35. Carpenter began his career as a super utility guy, running out first, second, third, and most corner outfield spots during his 2020 rookie campaign. He settled in the hot corner, where he's above about average defensively and certainly not a liability as well. Carpenter is a solid athlete, but he lacks plus speed, which makes him better suited as a number two hitter than a leadoff bat. The 2020 upside factor is as low, I don't think we have time zero, but pretty much as low as you feel to 1 out of 5. Carpenter will be entering his age 34 season 5 years from now, so he'll be on the downswing of his career at that point. However, without a major reliance on power or speed, he should still be a productive regular. His final 2020 overall projection is a 70 out of 100. The San Luis Cardinals signed Carpenter's 6-year, $52 million deal that could keep him with the team through 2020. It's an $18.5 million option at the back end exercise. That's a solid prospect on the rise. The Carpenter figures to be the guy at third base for the foreseeable future. And our 13 guy is Mike Moustakas of the Kansas City Royals. And right now he is currently age. He'll be 31 age in 2020. And his 2020 offensive outlook is a 42 to 60. Mike Moustakas struggled to find his 49th big league level for the better part of 4 seasons, after ranking as one of the top prospects in all of baseball. But he's finally begun playing up to his potential. After an up and down regular season last year, the playoffs proved to be his coming out party, as he posted an 817 OPS with 5 home runs. That success has carried over into 2015, and he's hit for 297 average, 353 on base percentage, and 427 OPS. During his first trip to the All-Star game, Moustakas has always had plus raw power, averaging 536 homer season in the minors in 2010. But he's still working on consistently tapping that in the game. A career best 10.8% strikeout rate this season has helped boost his triple slash numbers. The 2020 defensive speed outlook is a 25 out of 35. Much as simple. Moustakas has been an inconsistent defender with decent range throughout his career, which graded on the positive side so far with 3 DRS and 2.4 UTR 150. He's one of the few Royals players who aren't factored in the running game, and his base running abilities have graded out well below average over the course of his career. The 2020 upside factor is 3 out of 5. At this point, it doesn't look like Moustakas will ever be the 30 or 100 RBI threat. He flashed the potential for during his time in the minors. He's turned himself into a solid big leaguer and should still be going strong as a 31-year-old in 2020. His overall projection for that year, 2020, is a 70 out of 100. Moustakas is under team control for the 2017 season, and strong second half this year, he'll be enough of a risk to consider offering up an extension. And again, their focus instead could be on inking guys like Alex Gordon and Eric Hosmer to have this. All right, so we have to go to the break. When we come back, we're going to speed on 12-1. You do not want to miss it. So please stay tuned in and enjoy Taking Up the Walk. speed round, 12-1 time is ready and locked to go. And number 12, we have Rafael Devers of the Boston Red Sox. And number 11, we have Todd Frazier of the Cincinnati Reds. At number 10, we have Josh Donaldson of the Toronto Blue Jays. All right. At number 9, we're heading to the top 10 now. Again, number 9, let's see who it is going to be. And, yeah, I already said 10 is Josh Donaldson. Number 9, Joey Gallo of the Texas Rangers. Number 8, coming up right now, is Michael Franco of Philadelphia Phillies. Number 7 is Kyle Seager of the Seattle Mariners. Number 6, hold on, fans, extreme for this. Well, let's get your number 6, that's Ryan McMahon of Colorado Rockies. It's now time to move into the top 5. And at that 5 spot, let's see, we have here Miguel Sano of the Minnesota Twins. Wow, big guy. He was going to do some magical things for the Twins. And number 4, let's see who we have here. Again, number 4, coming up, Miguel Sano, who was just the 5th guy. And I'll begin with the 4th guy, Anthony Rendon of the Washington Nationals. And moving to the top 3. Sweet. Nolan Arenado of the Colorado Rockies. Now we're getting into our top 2 guys. Number 2 is coming up, and we're going to see who the best third baseman in the league is going to be in 2020, at least in my opinion, coming up very soon. And at number 2 is Manny Machado of the Baltimore Orioles. And finally, I'm going to try to give my explanation for the number 1, and that is Chris Bryant, Chicago Cubs, and who wouldn't pick him? He is an absolute stud. Although, if you compare rookies, I jock better than Chris Bryant. I'm going to say Chris Peterson. But let's give an explanation for this reason. Right now, he's age 23, he'll be 28 in 2020. His offensive outlook for them is 55 to 60. Outside of Mike Trout and Bryce Harper, he might be known in baseball right now as a higher offensive ceiling than Chris Bryant. After launching 43 home runs in the minors last season, he quickly earned a call-up this year, and he's had 269 average, 376 on base percentage, 472 OPS, with 14 doubles, 12 home runs, and 51 RBIs in his first 78 games. His raw power obviously turns heads, but it's his advanced approach and play discipline, 13.5% walk rate at such an early age, that makes him the complete package offensively. But 309 with 40 home runs and 120 RBIs is well within reach, and he's together with in the not too distant future. His 2020 defensive speed outlook is the 26 out of 35, with a big 6'5" frame. There have been some questions as to whether Bryant could stick at third base long term. He's better than expected with the glove so far, -1 DRS, 5.9 BCR, 150. Will probably never be more than an average fielder and could still move to the left at some point. He's an aggressive base runner, and he should be able to steal at least double-digit bases, as he already has 8 and 11 attempts so far this year. And he's a perfect upside factor of 5 out of 5, 28 in 2020. As good as he's been so far as a rookie, Ryan's capable of much, much more to play in the year's stuff. Again, his ceiling stacks up to anyone in the game. And his final overall projection, he's not perfect, but he's pretty good, 86 out of 100. And the Chicago Cubs wind up keeping Starman Castro, Addison Russell, and Javier Baez long-term. Will probably mean a move to the output for Bryant. For the time being, his third base job is all his, though, and he'll join Anthony Risto as a base franchise team for. All right, fans. I'm just going to Jason Stenson and Logan Nova from playing a production of Inside MLB. You can tune in Monday from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkmedia.com/InsideMLB. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Leslie Becker. Have a fantastic game. Watch Bubba's game like a field box. Get through groove. Have a nice day.